Hey, everyone. Hey, it's your girl Precious Williams, and this is the Keeping It Real with the Killer Pitch Master show. I'm so glad that you all are here. You come here every Sunday, and what we talk about are all things pitching, communication skills, visibility, and branding. Now, as you all know, I am Precious Williams, the proud founder and CEO of Perfect Pitches by Precious. I'm a 13-time National Elevator Pitch Champion who's also successfully appeared on Shark Tank, CNN, Wall Street Journal, Forbes Magazine, CNN, Wall Street Journal, and a host of other top programs around the world. And so today, I want to talk about something that I heard my business coach talk about. And she talked, and so this episode is really focusing on boundaries, BS, money, and betting on yourself. Now, as you all know, I am someone from the inner city of St. Louis, Missouri. When I was growing up, I didn't have the role models who told me that, hey, you can go to college and then you could do all the things you used to see people on television do. I grew up being told I was ugly, stupid, and I'd never make it. So you can imagine me at 42 years old, just sitting here and just reflecting on things and being like, I am so glad that I decided to honor the vision that God placed in me, right? So you can imagine back in the day, me telling, my mom that I was going to be a talk show host. Never going to happen. We're in the hood. It would never happen. But as you all know, it has happened and it continues to do so. So my thing with all of you is I want to have a frank conversation. And as you all know, who come here every week, I honor every comment that comes. So if you're here, your first time, tell me if you're a speaker, an entrepreneur, if you're a corporate exec, the industry that you work in, because today we're going to talk about boundaries, BS, money, and betting on yourself. And again, the reason why I'm bringing this up is because for so many of us, we're doing things that we didn't know that we could do, right? When I was growing up, at a certain point, then it became everyone go to college, get a good paying job, and that's it. Well, now we live in a space and a time where that's just not true. It's just not true. And so one of the things that I've learned on my journey as the killer pitch master and a 13-time national elevator pitch champion who's still black, no Ivy League degree, y'all know how we do, is that when you start to create your own lane, you're gonna make other people nervous. You're gonna make people nervous who want you to march to the beat of their drum. And so I encourage you today to have an open mind and to just understand that I'm different. I'm not going to tell you that my way is the best way, but what I am going to tell you is to honor the vision that was placed in you. When I was 5 years old, I knew I was going to host a talk show. I knew that. I knew it was going to be in front of the camera. Now, in the natural, everyone told me I was ugly, stupid, I'd never make it, right? In the supernatural, it was already written that I'd be where I am today, right? And so, my thing with all of you is that you're gonna that God placed something in you that people are not gonna understand. And I will always tell you that God doesn't need cosigners. He doesn't. And so if it's for you, it's for you. He didn't say, oh, this person needs to agree, this person needs to agree, because they won't, because they can't see it. You can imagine, I'm from St. Louis, and when I went off to Spelman College in Atlanta, I graduated 20 years ago. I can't believe I've been out of college 20 years. That people told my grandparents that I'd be back. I couldn't compete with the girls at Spelman College. Who did I think I was? I may have had a full scholarship, but nobody, I'm going to be back. And I didn't go back. I finished in 4 years. And so the reason why we're talking about boundaries, BS, money, and betting on yourself is because they all go together. And as a speaker, as an entrepreneur, as someone who's breaking out of the box, you're ready to launch something big, bad, and bold. I challenge you all today to think differently about how you want to approach life and how you want to approach your next day, right? So let me see what my audience members are saying. I'm so excited you all are here. Good morning, Rodney. How are you? Hey, good morning. Good morning. Raj, I'm gonna call you Raj because I don't want to say your name wrong. If you could phonetically say it out, then I will say your name. I respect your name. Thank you so much for being here. Ronnie, I'm an entrepreneur in network marketing. Just started my business. Ronnie, I was in network marketing before, so I totally understand. Mohammed, hello. Ronnie, always open-minded. I always enjoy the value ring. Thank you. Summer, good morning from Texas, corporate and financial services industry. Great. So you all, I'm so glad that you all are here. As you all know, I come every Sunday and I so love coming here. So why are we talking about boundaries, right? So my coach, Ty Goodwin, was saying this morning in a video that was on Black Speakers Network, she was talking about boundaries. And as entrepreneurs, even in your regular life, in your relationships, in your business life, we all must have boundaries. And so we're like, oh, you might be saying, oh, well, you do. I challenge you to definitely look at your boundaries, right? Look at them. So as an entrepreneur, when I first started, I was always on call, always, always, always. People could always get me. When I say boundaries now, and I want you all to dialogue with me. I really want you all to dialogue with me. I have changed. So before, it was validating that my business existed. Perfect Pitches by Precious, right? It was validating that my company could exist, or that Curvy Girls Launch Rate could exist. And then it was, you know, making sure all bills were paid. It was making sure of all these things. And so now, because I'm successful, I'm taking myself into consideration now. What does that mean? It means that people's ability to pay is but one component of working one-on-one with me. See, before, when I was just starting, listen, I was hungry. Not that I'm not hungry anymore. It's just that I took anyone who came through the door. And now that I'm on a certain level of success, what matters to me is that I choose the right clients, not just based on money, but based on, are they coachable? Are they right? Do they understand boundaries? Do we respect each other's requirements and stuff? Are they coachable? And so this is also spilled over into my life, right? And so, you know how they always say you're the sum total of, I'm sorry, y'all. I don't know why something's always in my eye right now. So I just want to say to you, even in my personal relationships, one of the things that people always say is your network is your network. I want you to look around your network. Is it popping? Is it full of people who are all saying this isn't going to work, this isn't going to work, this isn't going to work? Or are you going to better networks where the people are really popping, right? So if you find yourself hanging with people who all they do is complain all day, I challenge you to get to a new network. And so my question to you all today is, what are some of the boundaries? What are some of the, it's not just boundaries, but what is a line you will not cross? I want you to throw out some to me. What are some of the lines that you will not cross, right? So for some women, it's like, I won't deal with someone who hits me, disrespects me and stuff like that. What are some of those lines in the sand that you just will not do? So for me, I've now decided, just based on what my coach was saying, is I'm not working on, if I'm going to work on the weekends, it's not going to be coaching clients. It's going to be on like my presentations, my speaking engagements and stuff like that. I want my weekend to be restful, but also at the same time, I'm working on the things that go into next week, right? And so I'm eliminating client calls on the weekends. It's not because I don't care. It's just because I have so much coming at me, you know, shooting a show, shooting a MasterCard commercial, working with LinkedIn, Google, Microsoft, and all of them. Listen, I have to be at optimal, like health and stuff like that. And so I have to sleep. I have to make sure that even though I'm teaching virtually, these things matter. And so again, what are some of the boundaries that you're not willing to cross? What are some of the things that you say to people? You're like, listen, this is just the line in the sand. Another thing that I started to notice is that if people aren't supporting me, and I don't mean buying my stuff, but if they're not supporting me and they're constantly challenging me on everything and they've never done what I'm doing, then I don't need you in my life. Because what you're doing is placing your fears and insecurities on me because you're too afraid to do it yourself. So with my friends, I don't have yes people around me. That's, I'm gonna tell y'all, that's one of my, I don't want yes people around me. If I'm messing up, tell me. If I'm not stepping up in my zone of genius, tell me. Because yes people don't work for me. I want people to hold my feet to the fire, and I expect to do the same with my friends. Like if I see them and they just doing the bare minimum, I don't accept that. It's because I don't accept that people will tell you that you can't make money today. I don't accept that people say that you can't be an entrepreneur. You can't be a successful paid book, busy and paid speaker. I don't accept that. So my question to y'all right now is, what don't you accept in your line of field, whether in financial services, network marketing, whatever? What are some of the things that you, what's a boundary that you just ain't gonna cross? One of my boundaries truly is the ability to pay is but one equation when working one-on-one with me. That's just one. Number two, if you're not coachable, I do not want to work with you. If we don't have chemistry, I do not want to work with you. Number three, if you keep trying to, as an individual client, trying to tell me that my rates are too high, we're not working together. We're not, because you're trying to tell me that I shouldn't charge what I charge, but if I was somebody else, you wouldn't even question that. So if that's the way it's going to start off, that's what it is. Another boundary that I have, and I encourage this for all of you, is when people have consultations with me, they pay for them. Now, I'm sure you all are like, some of y'all are not in that space, but for me, it is, because I have so many opportunities. And so I'm not here to have people pick my brain, waste my time, and ultimately decide not to work with me, but that was their thing in the beginning. Do you understand what I'm saying? So when people say, oh, I just want to pick your brain. No, ma'am, no, sir. No, because what I've learned in 26 years of professional speaking excellence is that it's worth value. And that's why bigger companies pay for it. And if you want to be my client, or if you want to have a consultation with me, the reason why is because it tells me how serious you are. People who just want to get on your calendar and just talk, that's not the space that I'm in. I'm not in that space. It's almost like what Kanye said, in that you should be honored by my lateness, that I would even show up to this. And it's not because I think I'm so great. It's because I respect the value that I put in. I have a BA and a law degree. Not only that, I'm a 13-time national champion who has gotten all of this media noise and buzz for me and my clients. And like somebody had to go through it to teach other people how to do it. So my boundaries are that people have to schedule a consultation. In that consultation, I'll tell you what are the best options. What are the challenges that you're working with? I'm not going to try to make you take the biggest package if it doesn't work for you. Also, if you only needed a book, then, you know, I suggest that. But that's one of the things that I want to share with all of you today, is what are your boundaries? And yes, there are going to be people who are going to test them. That doesn't mean that you don't have boundaries. And so let me see what my peeps are talking about. LinkedIn use, that's good. Yes. Tim Sims, I don't accept people who disrespect my time. Tim, if they disrespect your time, they'll disrespect other things, right? So if you show up late, if you show up and just don't care, that's a problem for me. That's a problem, because you're not paying attention. And if you show up late and I know in advance, that's one thing. But if you don't and there's nothing said, no, you're going to disrespect other things. So I don't deal with that. Boundary, seeking roles that I get to leverage my top strength frequently and not titles. Get it, boo. Summer, yes. Cameron Hall, beautiful, yes. And so the reason why I'm asking these questions of all of you is because every week we come here, and it's not just me just lecturing to you all. I don't want to lecture. I want to have a general dialogue about the reality of business as a speaker, as an entrepreneur, as a corporate trainer, as a woman who had to make a way out of no way. 4 years ago, I was homeless. 4 years ago, I was a severe alcoholic. When I tell you I've been clean and sober 4 years, when I tell you that I went from being homeless and eating out of garbage cans in the city of New York to having, you know, multiple six-figure business, that's true. That's true tea. And when I tell you I am the author of the Bad Bitches and Power Pitches for women entrepreneurs and speakers only, I want you to know that I'm not telling you something I don't know. I use pitching to get me to where I am. And that's part of being in my boundaries. What is your zone of genius? What do you want people to respect about you? If you just talk to anyone and just be anywhere, then you're not exclusive enough to rank for the VIPs to come see you. I'm just telling you the truth. If you're everywhere and anybody can get you for no fee whatsoever, I want you to start to respect the gangster of yourself and have the boundaries. If you are a speaker and you've been doing it a while, not like a novice, because you're still trying to build yourself up. But my thing with you all is, what are the boundaries that you will not allow another to cross? And standing firm on that. And that's part of knowing your value and also like care. BS. Let me tell you something about like BS. My coach Tiger once said something about, what are the lies that you tell yourself? What are the lies that you tell yourself? Yes, I know society will have you believe certain things, but what are the lies that you tell yourself about your business, your career, your life, and your relationships? Can I share with y'all some of mine? I want y'all to share with me. What are some of the lies that you've told yourself? You know what lie I believed for so long when I was going through my homeless journey? That I would never be on stage again. That when all the great speakers and stuff turned their back on me, that I needed them in order to make it. I needed their cosign in order to make it. That was a lie from the pits of hell. You know what also was a lie? That my success was tied to any one group or individual. It is tied to God. It wasn't tied to anybody else. One of the things that I learned is when you don't have money, that's the greatest time to be creative, right? So when I pitched for the first time, I didn't know how to do it. And I did it so well because my back was against the wall. So the first time I ever pitched, I got on national television, and my second pitch got me $500,000. Now think about what I just said. The lie that the world told me was I was too fat, too black, no Ivy League degree. What did I say to that lie? I'm just not trying to hear that. I'm still going to always be black. I'm probably still always going to have weight on me. And I'm probably never going to have an Ivy League degree. However, most people don't have an Ivy League degree. And that doesn't stop them from becoming creative, wonderful entrepreneurs, big time CEOs or whatever. So what lies have you allowed people to say over you? That you're ugly, you're stupid, you need to look this way, you need to have plastic surgery, you need to do this and that. What lies have you heard that people said to you that you started to believe? And what do you need encouragement in coming out of?
When you leave your business, do you leave the door unlocked? When facing legal matters in the business world, do not leave your business unprotected. There is help when it comes to business contracting, even collecting past due receivables from clients. An experienced attorney is critical to resolving disputes. Don't do it alone.
At SJS Law Firm, their mission is to partner with clients to help them achieve the business of their dreams and plans with timely and strategic legal advice. Their legal counselors and advisors committed, providing individualized service that is tailored to the unique needs of your business. SJS Law Firm provides the legal support you need to move forward with confidence. Secure the knowledge that you have a legal team watching out for your best interests. Don't leave the door open. Call SJS Law Firm, serving small business owners, entrepreneurs, and nonprofits. Call 202-505-5309. That's 202-505-5309. Or find them at the SJSLawFirm.com.
Good day, everyone. It's your girl, Precious Williams, the proud founder and CEO of Perfect Pitches by Precious, and also the host of the Killer Pitch Master podcast show. As you know, my third book, Pitching for Profit, The Bad Bitches Playbook to Convert Conversations into Currency, is now available. Yes, you can get it on Amazon.com, Target.com, BarnesandNobles.com, and also on my website, www.PerfectPitchesByPrecious.com. And if you're wondering, why should you get Pitching for Profit? Now, you know, as a killer pitch master, I'll help you slay all competition. But with this third book, I'm going to show you how to truly profit from every pitch you give and how to make every conversation turn into currency. I'm going to show you how to get affiliates, how to get referrals, how to get your name spoken in places you didn't even know existed. If you are looking to truly be hashtag book busy and paid, I'm going to show you how to monetize your network and having your network constantly be out on the prowl, making sure that you stay top of mind and visible with your target market. Again, my book is Pitching for Profit, The Bad Bitches Playbook to Convert Conversations into Currency, available on Amazon.com right now and at my website, www.PerfectPitchesByPrecious.com. And it's your girl, Precious Williams. Another thing that I was told, that I had to have straight hair, that I had to wear a business suit, I had to do all these other things. And so this is a BS. What is the BS that you've been believing? What's the BS that people have been telling you that we can dispel right now today? Okay. Timson's question, how do you express candor with your boundaries? Sorry, I don't just hop on a call to talk without seeming like a jerk. Tim, I will say that you, and sometimes you're just going to sound like a jerk. I mean, that's just the reality of the situation. And I've come to say, and one of the things that I've come to learn in business, honestly, Everybody isn't my client. And if they can't respect the fact that my time is worth money, I don't want to work with you anyway. I don't. And I know what you're saying, because like your inbox and my inbox probably flooded with people who say, oh, let's just hop on a call. No, I don't. What are we talking about? How does this work? If it's just like, hey, let's just shoot the breeze and see how we can help each other. I'm going to need a little bit more specificity than that. Like I'm going through your background and being like, I don't see the point in this. And it's not because my fear is I will be on calls with people until I'm blue in the face. And a lot of times it turns out to be, let me just pick your brain to see how is it you're doing what you're doing. And anyone who knows me will tell you this. You're not going to pick my brain. How I got here, I earned the right to be here. And so unless my time, talent, skill set, and attention is paid for, we don't need to have a phone call. Now, if you come from a referral from someone else and if they haven't checked out my website, if they haven't checked out my rates and prices, I don't want to have that conversation because I need you to do the due diligence that I've done with you. If it's, we're going to get on a call. Oh, well, you know, I think your prices are too high for my, you would have known that had you gone check out my website. Am I right or wrong? So Tim, I hope that helps. Okay. Cameron, amen. Cameron, too young to be in the position I'm in. What does that mean, Cameron? You need to be an extrovert. You need to be an extrovert to advance. Hashtag no, not true. That is so not true, Queen. You're going to be that quiet storm and kill the game. Do you hear what I'm saying? So you all, before we go any further, if you all are new here, I would love you to take advantage of my free quiz. It's at pitchingforprofit.com. It's going to go across the bottom, the ticker tape at the bottom. pitchingforprofit.com. If you've ever wanted to learn how to create a great pitch for yourself, whether it's for media, whether it's for investors, whether it's your elevator pitch, whether it's for your speaker pitch to go from speaking for free to being hashtag book busy and paid, you want to take this quiz. And also, if you have got an interview for the job of your dreams, so you want to know what to say in your interview to truly stand out and make it clear that you're the number one resource when it comes to that particular position, you should take this quiz. Why? It's free. It's a short 6-question quiz. And when you take the quiz, you will get a free customized report that's going to tell you what's your next pitch power play. As you all know, I'm the killer pitch master, and I'm here to help you slay all competition. My show is not necessarily just all about pitching and communication skills, but also the psychology of entrepreneurship and speaking. And if you're trying to launch a book, a business, a book, a brand, a product, a service, you want to know how to truly stand out. When people think about pitching, they often think it's you standing up and just saying, you know, your elevator pitch, not understanding that a pitch goes into what you put in somebody's messages on social media, in their inbox on Facebook, in the inbox in LinkedIn messaging, Instagram. Like, what are you going to say that's going to cut through the clutter and the noise of what everybody else is saying, right? You want to know how to do it without just saying, hey, buy my stuff. Hey, I'm the shiznick, buy my stuff. Hey, check me out. Let's hop on a call. I ain't hopping on a call with nobody. No. And so like for me, when I started out, like how did I get booking producers interested in me, right? How did I get booking producers? How did I get Forbes, CNN, Wall Street Journal? I have an interview with Forbes magazine tomorrow. Do y'all know that? Riddle me that. How do I do that, right? And so for some of you, you may not know that I'm the author of the number one bestseller, Bad Bitches and Power Pitches, for women entrepreneurs and speakers only. This book was reviewed by Forbes magazine. I know what y'all thinking, looking at the title, like, oh no, that's not true. No, it is true. This was reviewed by Forbes magazine in an article called Pitching is Bitching. It also got me a billboard in Times Square. My first book was a number one bestseller. I followed this book up with the Workbook Companion. So this book teaches you more about the psychology of pitching and understanding the motivations behind pitching. My second book is The Workbook, which helps you build a formula for a pitch that matches your authenticity and your transparency, and specifically the type of pitches that you are gearing yourself towards. So if you want that media attention from Good Morning America all the way down to the Daily News, if you are seeking investors and like you get on Clubhouse, what can you say that really resonates with them? What can you say in a networking group that has people really like paying you attention and not just like, ooh, whoa, you know what I mean? So when I pitch, I don't sound like anybody else. I promise you, like every time I pitch, no matter what environment, whether it's Microsoft, LinkedIn, Google, Intuit, QuickBooks, Federal Reserve Bank, the big companies that I work with, like top nonprofits and foundations, they love it because I teach very, very differently. So if you're interested, so this is my first book, Bad Bitches and Power Pitches for Women Entrepreneurs and Speakers Only. And finally, my third book is coming out April 13th, 2021. And it's called Pitching for Profit, the Bad Bitches Playbook to Convert Conversations into Currency. The reason why this book is such a great book is because once you figured out your pitching and you're getting success with that, this book takes you into how you really profit from it. How do you monetize your network? How do you get affiliates and referrals like clockwork? That word of mouth. So you, like, I know a lot of people say, oh, just, you know, put Facebook ads and stuff like that. For some people, that's not what they want to do. They want to be able to authentically connect and charge higher fees. And sometimes that's not done with just an automated bot. So in this book, you know, I really give a step-by-step process of how I was able to claw my way out of poverty after having a big life of Shark Tank and stuff like that. And also why I have people in my network you never see on LinkedIn, but I got VIPs in my phone. I got VIPs on lock. People don't even know because they're like, oh, I don't see you with them. I said, because I don't take pictures with celebrities. I don't. Because that's that the posed photos, that's not what I like, the candid stuff behind the scenes. That's what I like. I got on Shark Tank without pitching myself. So think about that. How am I able to get, like, for example, on Friday, I was speaking to LinkedIn. And so I'm booked on April 22nd for their sales team, right? Think about that. How does a Black girl from the inner city of St. Louis, Missouri, with no Ivy League degree, successful attorney in the great state of New York, passed the bar on her first try, still has an accent, been on television around the world, been in movies and documentaries, still came from St. Louis, Missouri. How did I do it? Pitching for profit, the Bad Bitches Playbook. And so the reason why I bring those up, not for some shameless self-promotion, because the reason why I'm bringing up the focus of this conversation, which is boundaries, BS, money, and betting on yourself, is because now I'm about to tie it all together. When it comes to boundaries, BS, money, and betting on yourself, I had to bet on myself to get here. There are too many people who look at me and say, there's no way you should be where you are. And I'm telling you that there is a reason why I'm here. I know how to pitch with the best of them. I know how to get people to pay me attention. It's not because of my big personality. It's because I am who I say I am. I don't need a guru to bless me with, oh, she's so great. I don't need any of that. You can check out my LinkedIn profile, my 126 testimonials that I did not write, from big companies, from individual clients who've gotten 2-year corporate training contracts, number one book launches, speaking at Microsoft and the same places that I get to speak at. Flying out, we don't catch feelings, we catch flights. So my thing is, why is it important to bet on yourself? There are too many people out there gatekeeping for other people because they couldn't do it themselves. And I want to ask you, what are you doing to bet on yourself? Whose voice is in your head telling you what you cannot do? Because I want you to write in the comments, what are you going to do? How are you going to bet on yourself? How are you going to put yourself out there in a major way? I put out there that I want my third book to be a New York Times bestseller. You know, people are like, oh, it's never going to happen. Okay. Even if it doesn't, I said it. I'm not afraid. I got all the components to make this happen. And it's like what my old basketball teacher said, Mr. Hightower, shoot for the moon. And if you don't make it, you'll fall among the stars. I'm closer to the goal of being a New York Times bestseller than I just said, hey, you know, I'm gonna sell a couple to my family. No, shoot for the moon. When I was younger, I used to watch Sally Jesse Raphael, Phil Donahue, and I just knew that was what I was supposed to do. I've hosted 2 shows in New York City, 2. One with the mayor's office for domestic violence and stuff like that. So that show was called Toxic Love. Oh, it was highly rated, public access show. And then I hosted another show called Curvy Girl, The Curvy Girl Chronicles. You know what I'm saying? And so now I'm working with a major network right now for a dual hosted talk show that's going to debut next year. Think about that. If I didn't have a goal, then anything will work. And so I want you all to understand that's what pitching is. Like, you're letting people know what it is that you do, what you can do, why you should be top of mind with your target market, not everybody. Because let's be clear, with a title like Bad Bitches and Power Pitches, there were some people who were so put off by the title. That didn't stop me from putting it out. There were some people who called me and said, hey, change the title. You know, it can get sold. Do you know the government has bought my book? Do you know the Federal Reserve Bank has bought my book? NBC Universal, Intuit QuickBooks, Spelman College, more. Like, I'm trying to tell y'all, the gatekeepers and the people who told me that it wouldn't happen, I bet on myself and I played to win. This book is still selling 2 years after it was written. How many books can you say that about? And so my thing today was more so about the psychology and the mentality, the mindset mastery that comes from when you bet on yourself. So I want you all to talk to me. But how are you betting on yourself? What BS are you not going to put up with anymore? You know what I mean? Like, I don't want you to come every week. Like, I don't lecture. I want to have those real conversations. Give me the hashtag true tea, hashtag speaker tales, hashtag rock the mic. I don't sound like anybody else because I don't want to sound like anybody else. And I challenge you to bet on yourself. Like Beyonce always says, I don't gamble, but if I'm going to bet on anything, I'm going to bet on myself. There are too many people who are spending way too much time worried about what other people are thinking, not understanding that your destiny is not tied to them. Your destiny is tied to what God said, your higher power, the universe, whatever you want to call him or her. Your destiny is tied to your vision that was placed in you, your purpose. So let me see what my esteemed guests are saying. I hope you all are enjoying this because this is all about boundaries, BS, money, and betting on yourself. And when you have all of this together, you can have a successful speaking career, a successful company, a brand, a book, a product or service. And I'm also going to share something else with y'all. So in the comments, remind me to say share the big thing I want to share with y'all. Okay. So put that in the comments. Okay. Let me see what my peeps are saying. Okay. Summer, I love this summer. You need to be an extrovert to advance. Not true. Hashtag not true. I love it, Queen. You said one of my examples. That's one I've heard. Oh, I got you. Thank you, Cameron. Jaquia. Hey, Jaquia. I'm so glad you're here. Fire. I hope that means a good thing, Jaquia. I'm glad you're here. Tina, hashtag pictureforprofit.com. My girl Tina made sure I'm stunting in these streets. Stunting. Love you, Tina. Tanya Wallace. Breathe and BET in my dance. Queen, write that out again because either I'm not understanding what you're saying. Breathe and bet on my own damn. Go ahead, Tanya. You know what time it is. Queen, is that quill? Setting the precedent. Get it, boo. Tanya, you are right. Yes. We cheer for others. Time to cheer for ourselves. Get it right. Boo. Tina, bet on yourself to be the best of yourself. We are witnessing a hashtag legendary and know your worth. Yes, you're going to bet on yourself. Bet on the fact that you're different. Know that your perceived flaws are your secret weapon. That's your age, race, class, sex, gender, sexual orientation, all of that. All the things that they say are going to hold you back are going to be the very things that propel you forward. Remember, I started my first company when I was 327 pounds. That's a size 28 for some of y'all. I'm 5'9". People told me I would never work. Do you know when I was on MSNBC's Your Business with J.J. Randberg and I pitched in 54 seconds and walked away with $500,000? What riddle me that? I had negative $400 in my bank account walking in and walked out with $500,000. And then they told me enter pitch competitions. Out of 14 tries, I became a 13-time champion. So when I tell you I'm not new to this, I'm true to this. That's why I can write a book called Bad Bitches and Power Pitches and talk about pitching from a totally different perspective, a fresh perspective. What did that mean? I had to bet on myself, even with negative $400 in my bank account and nobody believing in me until they saw me on television, until they saw bigger companies, you know, loving on me. Then that's when people started to believe in me. And so that's why I'm going to tell you, bet on yourself, because there are people watching who see that you are different and that you're not trying to just give the same song and dance to people. And so I want you to bet on yourself. I hope that this has been, enjoyable for you all. But let me just say this to you all. When it comes to boundaries, BS, money, and betting on yourself, when you bet on yourself, the money's going to come. I didn't say it's going to come immediately, but it does come. When I walked out of the Bowery Mission Women's Center after being homeless for 2 years, I walked into a situation where my first speaking gig was at a prominent nonprofit who introduced me to Viacom. So in the natural, I thought it was going to take 5 years, 10 years for me to get to certain places. Y'all, it's been less than 3 years. I've spoken everywhere from Viacom to InStyle Magazine, being flewed out to Australia, Halifax, Nova Scotia. I've been all over the United States. You know, when they say catch, we don't catch feelings, we catch flights. People were like, how are you getting these big people to, how are you speaking at the LinkedIn conferences? How are you getting booked at some of these places that don't even advertise? I'm like, you have to understand, when it comes to pitching for profit, which is my third book, I show you how to really get your relationships with people to where they are pitching you in other places. So like people are just talking. It's not just word of mouth. It's being able to articulate what makes you different so that person's like, I don't even need to talk no more. Let me go to her website. Let me book the call. Let's go do this. That's what I want you all to have. I don't care if you're in network marketing. I don't care if you are a speaker, an entrepreneur, or you just have something you want to give birth to, your next beautiful now. That is why I do what I do, right? When they told me my business would never make it, Pat, an economic downturn in a pandemic, girl, what did we do? You know, your girl said, I ain't playing no games. And that's why the city of New York named me one of the top Black businesses in the city. I am a We NYC entrepreneur. In fact, the city of New York just put out a report, and I'm on page 11 as a successful entrepreneur who survived and thrived during the pandemic and economic downturn and social unrest. When I tell you, when people stop, when they talk noise, Sam, pitch, please. I love you all. Let me just see if I got everybody. Jeanette. Oh, okay. Thanks. And Sharonica, I love you, Stephanie. You're real. You all are so real. I love you all. It's your girl, Precious Williams. Welcome back to another exciting edition of the Keeping It Real with the Killer Pitchmaster Show. You all truly, truly, truly make me happy every time you come. Keep coming back to the Keeping It Real with the Killer Pitchmaster Show. My website is www.perfectpitchesbyprecious.com. On LinkedIn, I am Precious L. Williams, Killer Pitchmaster. On Facebook, I am at Perfect Pitch P. On Twitter, I am at Perfect Pitch P. And on Instagram, I am at Perfect Pitches P. And on YouTube, I am Perfect Pitches by Precious. I love you all. Keep coming back every Sunday. Mwah. Pitch, please. Bye.